Rich Kimble, Carrie Haskell, and on the telephone line, we welcome in our friend Bob Cutler of Novio's Bistro. Bob, how are you doing?
I'm well. I'm feeling good. Thanks for the music. That should be my theme song, like my walk-up song now. Whenever I come up to bat, I just want to be, I feel good. You know,
I figure, I'm picturing if that were playing for your walk-up song, that you would get to home plate and do the little Willie Mays Hayes spin when you got there.
Right. Yeah, I'm not good at that dancing thing. Little known fact, you know what my walk-up song was at Maine?
I do not know.
Yeah, you want it. It's Starship. We built this city on rock and roll. Because I always visioned, we built this city on, and then I had them cut it right there, because I'm like, oh, all the fans go, on rock and roll. Only problem is, never got to at bat.
Wow. And see, that's what was missed right there.
Yeah. I didn't put the whole thing of as I wasn't good enough to be on the field.
Well, no, that's not important. That's not a key part of the story, Bob.
No, but I put a lot of thought into the song.
I have no doubt about that. Let's talk about something else you've clearly put a lot of thought into, and it's just a great thing. And you have always been such a big supporter of military folks, not only through Novio's, but in your days with the family dog. But on the front lines these days, it's really those medical and health professionals, and you've come up with a wonderful way to help them out and let people know how much their work is appreciated.
Yeah, thank you. So at the Bistro, we're following the state and municipalities' guidelines on how to operate business, which is far different than how we used to. Now it's all done at the curb, to go and such, and we opened up an online store for ordering at noviosbistro.com. And then what we did on yesterday was we added in a feature where somebody can purchase a meal that we are going to deliver for a frontline healthcare professional. So tomorrow we're taking right about 50 meals down to the ICU at Eastern Maine or Northern Light. To make sure we're feeding a whole shift of ICU workers tomorrow. Then we'll do the same thing on Saturday. And then because of the momentum we have right now, and hopefully that continues, we'll most likely repeat it every day next week.
That is fantastic. And I looked at the order form. It's pretty simple to do. You just go to the Novio's website, and it's right there. And you can order a meal, and it's low cost. $20 gets people a meal and a dessert delivered right to Northern Light. That is fantastic.
Yeah, it's and the response has been great. One of the first calls I got was from an executive at Bangor Savings that said, like, hey, how can we help? And what they did is they matched the first 50 meals. So they basically bought 50 meals for the healthcare providers. So as soon as we sold the 50th meal, really we sold the 100th meal, which is just amazing. And that's so nice that we have a community partner, you know, Bangor Savings and Bowie Local, that will step up and do that and support not only a small business, but support the people that really matter right now in our community. Are those people at the hospitals and clinics and practices?
Well, we'd like to help out a little bit too, Bob. Would it be possible for us to kick in another 20 meals?
Oh, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Consider it done, my friend. You got it.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Rich. I really appreciate that. That's very generous of you, and I'm sure they're appreciative.
Well, we're happy to help out any way you can. But again, thanks to you guys for doing a great job. And thanks for staying open for the regular customers as well. I know you're doing a curbside service at Wednesday through Saturday, right?
Wednesday through Saturday, 3 to 7 p.m. And the team in the kitchen has a really great menu going with some great options, taking into account dietary restrictions and such. And we've had some really great responses from it. And it's not what our ideal business model looks like right now. But, you know, that's what we're doing. And we're trying to be positive about it and have fun with it. So.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. How are Annie and Jack doing?
Great, great. They're he's growing, he's rolling, he's lifting his head. He, you know, he smiles, especially when he sees his mom. Everything is they're perfect.
Well, we're glad to hear that. So stay safe, stay healthy, my friend. And again, thanks for the great work you're doing to help out those medical professionals on the front lines. We appreciate all you're doing, and thanks for coming on to share the story with us.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rich.
And remember, we built this city on everybody.
Rock and roll.
That's perfect.
I hope a couple people sang it out there in their cars.
See, now that we know that, the next time you're on, that music will be at the ready.
That would be great. I'll tell you another story later about Tiffany. I think we're alone now, but that's got to be off air.
That's only when you go to the mall, right?
I'm a big fan of Tiffany, and if you follow her on Twitter, she's very active, and she's been in the studio. I think she's coming out with a new album, and I'll buy it.
Wow.
Excited for it.
See, I'm following the wrong early 90s, late 80s teen idol, because I've been following Deborah Gibson instead.
Toy Soldier. That was a great song.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we're old. Okay.
No question. Thanks, Bob. Talk to you soon. That's Bob Cutler from Novio's Bistro. Again, you can go to their website and order meals to help out those medical professionals. They will deliver them to Northern Light Friday and Saturday. And again, if they can get enough support, hope to continue to do it going forward. And that's just a fantastic idea.